I think it's really important for the state representative from this district to represent higher education and sit on that committee. I want to be on the higher education appropriations bill committee also. And I want to be on elementary and secondary education, conservation and land use. And, you know, all through my campaign, I talked about the kinds of things that I've done, the way I've been involved in social services. So I want to be sure that I serve on a committee that's going to address some social service, too.
How likely do you think you can wind up on the on some of those committees? Obviously, there's a hierarchy, and as a freshman, you sometimes have to get what you are given.
I understand that, but I think the leadership also understands that the representative from this area where the University of Illinois is should probably, you know, serve on these committees.
Are there particular issues you're going to be looking at in higher education? I mean, have you literally found some things that you'll want to put some legislation in on?
Well, I think one of the things in looking at higher education it's really important to keep in mind is, you know, that we really have to protect the funding of the University of Illinois. That's just going to be really, really important. We know, we've heard it said so many times, that the University of Illinois is the economic engine of this area. But, you know, it doesn't stop there. It's the economic engine, yes, but it's such quality teaching, such quality research that gets done here. And, you know, so I want to make sure that what we have stays in place and that we can do the best we can.
But you have some sobering numbers to look at with the state budget and with all the people in the legislature pulling for specific projects or priorities. How do you try to make sure when everything's funneled through that the, you know, the U of I or other priorities that you have wind up in the final product?
Well,
and don't get cut too much.
Sure. I think that's one reason it's important to have people from this area on the committee. And I think probably many of us from this area are going to try to work together, even if we're not all on the committee, both Senator Winkle and the other representatives from here.
What's the talk been lately among Democrats who will have control of the legislature and the governor's mansion about how to attack the budget deficit? What things are being talked about now?
Well, you know, I know that Governor-elect Blagojevich has put together a committee to study the state budget and determine, you know, what's going to happen there, the cost-saving measures that he can come up with, the budget. And I really want to see the results of that study. I think it's important to you know, look at the results of that study and go from there.
How do you hope people see the legislature and you and the Democrats in June and July when we'll have to have at least a budget in place?
We'll have to have a budget in place. And sure, it's going to be tough. And, you know, I think some of the things that are being done right now in Springfield are making it even tougher, you know, with all these new jobs created and appointments being made, to give away something to friends who are no longer in office or to friends who have done somebody a good job, that's infringing upon the budget too. And, you know, we're not doing it, but it's going to make it more difficult for us to get a good budget in place.
Do you worry that that could mean state layoffs down the road?
You know, I don't know what's going to happen there. What we do see happening, it's not layoffs, it's the early retirements. People are exiting many, many areas. There was just an article in the paper a couple days ago about the unexpected increase of people taking early retirement. And it's top-level positions, people who have been there for years, people who know a lot about whichever organization they're in, whichever part. And I think, you know, people are going to be looking at the state even in before June and July. They're going to be saying, I've left so many messages and nobody gets back to me. Well, come January 1st, there's not going to be anybody there to answer a phone in a lot of these offices and get back to people. And that's terrible. You know, the citizens of Illinois deserve the services that should be available to them.